אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, can be found on kabbalahmedia.info, reading from Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 56, the second restriction, called the restriction of Nehi Avak.
In order to bring the will to receive, to identify itself with the Creator, to be in an intention in order to bestow, many actions have to be done with it, so that it will be able to turn itself entirely to be in order to bestow. And that's why we see how much the actions are all the time dividing and dividing and going deeper into the will to receive until they really touch the intention in order to bestow, how much they come closer to the work of the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, what the vessel, what the desire can perform, and so to come closer to in order to bestow. That's why it's not enough for us to have the first restriction in order to adapt our will to receive for correction of the intention in order to bestow, but rather we need the second restriction. Go ahead.
So we're reading item 56, headline, the second restriction called the restriction of Nehi Avak. Item 56. We have thoroughly explained the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, carried out on the vessel of Malchut, which is phase 4, so it would not receive the upper light within it. We've also explained the matter of the screen and its coupling by striking with the upper light, which raises reflected light. This reflected light became new vessels of reception instead of phase 4. Also explained was the refinement of the screen of the guf made in the gufim of each partzuf by the clash of surrounding light and inner light, which produces the four discernments, ta'amim, nekudot, tagim, otiyot of the guf of each partzuf, and raises the screen of the guf to be considered the screen of the rosh. It qualifies it for a coupling by striking with the upper light, on which another partzuf is born, 1 degree lower than the previous partzuf. Finally, we have explained the emergence of the first three partzufim of Ak, called Galgalta, Ab, Sag, and the order of their clothing on one another.
This is how we've learned. Are there any questions about this? None. So let's continue.
Ot Nun Zayin.
Item 57. Know that in these three parts of him, Galgalta, Ab, and Sag of Ak, there is not even a root for the four worlds, Abia, since there is not even a place for the three worlds, Bia, here. This is because the inner partzuf of Ak extended down to the point of this world, and the root of the desirable correction, which was the cause for the restriction, has not been revealed. This is so because the purpose of the restriction that occurred in phase four was to correct it. So there would be no disparity of form in it as it receives the upper light. In other words, to create Adam's guf from that phase four, and with his engagement in Torah and mitzvot, in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, he will turn the force of reception in phase four to work in order to bestow. By this, he will equalize the form of reception with complete bestowal, and that would be the end of correction, since this would bring phase four back to being a vessel of reception for the upper light, while also being in complete adhesion with the light without any disparity of form. Yet, thus far, the root of this correction had not been revealed, as this requires Adam to be incorporated also with the higher phases above phase four, so as to be able to perform good deeds of bestowal. Had Adam emerged from the state of the Parzufim of Ak, he would have been completely in the state of vacant space. Since then, all of phase four, which should be the root of Adam's guf, would have been below the raglaim, the feet of Ak, in the form of a vacant and empty space devoid of light, as it would be of opposite form from the upper light. Thus, it would be considered separated and dead. Had Adam been created from it, he would not have been able to correct his actions whatsoever, since there would be no sparks of bestowal in him at all. He would be deemed a beast that has none of the form of bestowal and whose lives are only for themselves, like the wicked who are immersed in the lust of self-reception, and even the grace that they do for themselves. It is said about them, the wicked in their lives are called dead, since they are in oppositeness of form from the life of lives.
Questions? Yes?
What does it mean
that a person needs to be included from the upper forms, which are above phase four, in order to be able to do actions of bestowal?
The fourth phase is only the will to receive. And if we want a person to resemble the Creator, he has to be incorporated in the Prinot, above Prinat Daled.
What does it mean? If is in phase four included, then what does it mean phase from above?
No, he's Prinat Daled, the fourth phase.
So what process is he explaining here? What's needed for him to be included of the upper phases?
To connect the fourth phase with the phases above it, that are phases of bestowal. And then the fourth phase can be incorporated in them and to take part in the corrections, in the actions that are in order to bestow.
And why don't Ab and Sag, why are they included as part of this inclusion?
But our participation is
that they don't go below.
They're above Prinat Daled, the fourth phase, yes? More?
Yes.
What are the phases that are above the fourth, above Daled?
Root 1, 2, 3.
Which are?
What do you mean, which are?
Can you explain about them a little bit?
There are phases of bestowal, but they have no connection with the fourth phase.
Fourth phase is the will to receive.
Yes.
So what's root ABC?
Root 1, 2, 3 are the discernments above the will to receive. They're the will to bestow. Yes?
Until now we spoke about worlds, Parzufim, processes between qualities, and now he's looking for where the Adam needs to be. What is this Adam that you start searching for? What qualities does he need to be built of?
The will to receive. Having the basis of it in the fourth phase, its foundation is in the fourth phase, and it has to be made of the discernments above the fourth phase, and then it can correct itself. Even though it's the fourth phase, it's resembling itself to the previous discernments, previous phases. Root 1, 2, 3.
From the beginning of his explanation, he didn't say Adam, man, at all. He said systems, processes, in the parts of him, what comes from what, discernments, etc.
Now, because the fourth phase, which is only the will to receive, it can reach the quality of bestowal in order to bestow by mingling with the previous phases. So we can talk about the will to receive that has been done like Adam, meaning it resembles the Creator.
In
the system of qualities, is there a certain combination of qualities that there's also the will to receive and the Rosh and the Guf, which are qualities that build what we call Adam? There's like a set of qualities that are built of phase four and what's above it?
Yes.
Phase four is
the will to receive, only to receive.
That when it was fulfilled with the upper line, felt the oppositeness and shame, it did a tzimtzum restriction and started calculating for the reflected light.
Yes.
To the extent it had the ability, the strength to receive, the five partishim of Ak come out. What's wrong with that? There are five, six options of bestowal here, as much as he can.
The whole, all of these actions are not from the perspective, they don't come from the created being. It's very simple. They come automatically from creation, from the Creator. This is how He created the will to receive, connected it, put it together to be in order to receive, and he gave the will to receive later an opportunity to perform some actions above the will to receive, restrictions, say, etc. But these actions are not yet the will to bestow. These actions are not the will to bestow yet. What the Creator wants is for the Creator being himself to choose between the will to receive and the will to bestow, so that the Creator being is, he will want to resemble the Creator, and may turn to the Creator and ask of him forces of bestowal. Whereas Previously, meaning in the Potsufim of Ak, the will to bestow also comes from the Creator.
And
it will exist in the will to receive as something that's essential. Must be there. That's why it doesn't mean that he chose it. He came closer to the Creator or prepared himself for preparing himself to identify himself with the connection, adhesion. Yes. Question. When does this necessity stop, and when does the choice of the Creator Being starts?
Whenever there is a disconnect between the upper light to the desire that is formed in the partsuf of Sag. And that is why after Sag already begins to be a system of connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow.
What is the disconnect? What is this disconnection? When does it happen? What is its essence?
Where are we? In 57, or are we done with that?
We read 57, yes.
We read 57. The fourth phase needs to be the root. And it was all entirely from below the raglaim of Ak in the form of a vacant and empty space devoid of light. And he can't receive in order to bestow or bestow in order to bestow. As it would be opposite from the form of the upper light. Thus it would be considered separated and dead. And had Adam been created from it, he would not have been able to correct his actions whatsoever, since there would be no sparks of bestowal in him at all. He would be deemed a beast that has none of the form of bestowal and whose lives are only for themselves, like the wicked who are immersed in the lust of self-reception. That's why we need to form a special connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow, that in this connection there'll be the ability for this structure called Adam. And even though he is under the dominance of the will to receive, to choose for themselves the development of the will to bestow.
Ken.
Yes.
This means that Adam is not born from Malchut alone.
If it would be only from Malchut alone, then he wouldn't be connected to all of the forms that are above Malchut.
So in the first restriction, he can't correct himself, Adam.
There isn't a person in the first Tzimtzum.
Ken?
Yes.
You just explained something that the only thing I could hear is that he decides in his will to bestow something like that. What you just explained, I couldn't hear it.
Well, listen again, I don't remember exactly what you heard.
Ken.
Yes. We say that we don't have a grip before the second restriction. On the other hand, when we learn, it seems it's much easier to connect emotionally to the things that happened before the second restriction. There's also the example of the guest and the host. After the second restriction, we can understand it's in our brains, but it's harder to emotionally connect to it.
Because we are still not yet developed in order to be in Tzimtzum Bet, to understand when it's used and how, in what Tzimtzumim there are here, development of the souls there are here. I understand you.
So when it seems that we can feel something before the second restriction,
we can't feel something before Tzimtzum Bet. We are a result of the shattering of the vessels after Tzimtzum Bet. That is why we have no feeling of Tzimtzum Aleph, and we don't live in Tzimtzum Aleph. Yes.
The whole process started in Malchut of Ensof, right? Called Daled, the fourth phase. And now we're talking about this place of Daled, which is in Nehideak. What is corrected? Malchut of Ensof, is it corrected or does it also require a correction?
The Malchut is corrected.
When we perform corrections, does that make the changes until we say that
there is a correction in all of the worlds?
It makes changes until the highest place?
Until the highest place where the upper light is extracted. And we do upon it the Tzimtzum, the Masach, the returning light, and we determine that it will expand in new laws.
Yes.
Was Malchut below the Raglaim of Ak or below the Tabor? He writes it's below the Raglaim of Ak.
No. Here we're talking about the same parts of the Malchut, which are working specifically in this case. Malchut of the first Tzimtzum starts from Pe of Galgalta and below.
Below the Raglaim of Ak, is there something, anything?
Of course there is.
A vacant space.
A vacant space is the Malchut.
We always say that Malchut is Nehi from Tabor and below until the Siyum of Raglaim. That's how I understood until today.
And below Siyum Raglaim there is nothing.
I don't remember us talking about corrections below the Raglaim of Ak.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Ken, Misham.
Yes, who's there?
After the first restriction, we said there is reflected light, and the vessel of Daled replaces the reflected light. Where here is there Galgalta? Where are the Potsufim, Absag, Mabon, etc.? Where is the reflected light that replaces the fourth phase?
Instead of the fourth phase, which is a receiver, we have the fourth phase, which does a Tzimtzum, Masach, returning light, and it receives the upper light with returning light.
Ken.
Thank you.
Pchinot Tanta de Guf.
The Pchinot of Tanta of Guf are roots for the worlds of Bia?
Nagit.
Let's say.
Ken.
Lama.
Why is the root of correction going from Malchut to Zeranpin, to Zat de Bina, to Gar de Bina, to Chochma, and to Keter.
I don't
know, it's a path of correction by returning light that comes out of Malchut and reaches Keter.
Thank you very much.
Rav,
what discernments in the will to receive are about to be corrected below the taboo? Is there something essential in the will to receive and its connection with the Creator that is going to be corrected below the taboo?
Again,
is there something essential in the will to receive and its connection to the Creator that will be corrected below the taboo?
Of course, there the will to receive is the greatest, the heaviest. His above Tabor is his inclusion with the upper nine.
And below the Tabor?
Himself.
I don't want to run away to something, but when you say he himself, that's why that the shattering was made, that all the connection with the others, that's the discernments of he himself.
Ot.
Yes, more.
Any other?
There are no more. Okay.
Yes, rak Kiev. Kiev.
Yes, Dudy, we have only Kiev.
Вначале написано, что нет еще даже корня.
A question about the text. In the beginning, it's written that there is not even a root for the four worlds of Bia, and also the place for the three worlds of Bia is not yet, does not yet exist. What is that root that does not yet exist of these four worlds of Bia? What is this about?
Where do the olamot of Bia need to be? So they exist below the Parsa until the Siyum, the end of the place of Adam Kadmon.
Rosh ad Tabur ze Toch.
From Rosh until the Tabur Toch of Ak. From Tabor until the Siyum of Ak is the end of Ak. In the Ak there is no problem. There is there are desires which can be fulfilled. They have masachim, they have the possibility to receive the light that reforms. However, below Tabor, it's already a problem. And that is why there is a place for corrections in order to receive more and more, and by the multiplicity of actions, to reach the final correction that all of the upper light will be received in these vessels. And that is what we are learning. All of the wisdom of Kabbalah is engaging in how the will to receive that the Creator created will receive all of the light of Ein Sof in receiving in order to bestow. And there are many more discernments here.
Ну.
Да, скажите, дорогой Раф, а что определило вот эту пропорцию между желанием пхинетали?
What determined the proportion between the desire of Bchinat Daled, the fourth phase, that is in the end of this general Parzuf, and all the spiritual worlds? What determined the ratio between them?
Tabur de Ak.
Tabur of Ak. Tabur of Ak, it divides the vessels to vessels of bestowal and reception.
My
friend is asking, what is the second restriction when we talk about the relationship between the guest and the host?
Well, it's good if you think about it and answer. If the first restriction that the guest doesn't want to receive anything from the host, but only thanks to a form of payment, then what is considered here a place of tabur? And parsa and a place below tabur. How does the guest feel in these parts himself towards the host? Well,
Ken.
What does it
mean here that it is the fourth phase exactly? The world of Ak? What is it, the world of Ak? What he means that there cannot be a root for Adam, for man?
Yes.
So why is it below the Regelaim of Ak? Why does he say it has to be there, this vacant space?
Because they don't have upon them the desire to bestow, but only the Tzimtzum and vacant space.
So the Dalet is only the part. It's not all of Ak. He means a part of it. Yes, okay.
No.
Well, yes.
About
the example you said about the guest and the host. Is it when the guest receives from the host? So there are two. There's the guest and the host. And maybe from the taboo, the guest already wants to cancel the boundary between him and the host, so it won't feel that there are two separate entities.
Yes. Every will to receive wants to cancel its borders.
That's the desire that maybe develops below Tabo, so that they'll feel connected to each other, not through the negotiation.
Yes, okay, I see that you've already...
Ken.
Lost your... Yes.
What's not yet clear is how this line can correct the entire will to receive. That we only have a very thin line, which is the method. How this whole volume of the big circle goes through this line?
The line is, he's giving you an equation here that can come from the Creator to the created being according to this equation. That's in order to bestow, all the lights can pass, can go through. That's it, that bestowal on behalf of the Creator will be like bestowal on behalf of the created being in every single step. And then between them there will be adhesion.
But the whole transition of the will to receive, to receive the corrections, how does it go through this line if it's so such a thin layer of correction that is done every time?
I don't understand what you're so impressed by.
A
very thin line that is from one end to the other.
And the will to receive has to receive all the abundance.
Yes.
So how does it go through
in this thin line?
Yes.
because it's a condition to be in order to bestow with identifying with the light. That is why the upper light it receives it. The will to receive receives from the upper light in a thin line. Okay, I see you're already beginning to slightly come out of your... What do you want?
Can we say that what happens in the second restriction is when the guest starts eating the food without having an appetite for it?
No, no such thing. Never. The Creator won't allow it. Without any appetite to touch him, without preparing the will to receive, without preparing the vessel.
In advance, yes, but after...
In no place, it will be a shattering of the light. It will be a shattering of the light.
Ken.
Is the correction of Reglei Ak coming out of Kedusha and bringing it back to the domain of the Creator? Is that the second restriction?
No, Acharon.
Yes, we'll talk about it. Go on, last one.
Before that, can I answer? About the guest?
You have 30 seconds.
Please, after the guest received only for payment, now he is willing to receive in katnot, to bestow in order to bestow. And then he is ready to receive with intention in order to give contentment to the Creator.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Okay, what do we have here to talk about?
Ashkelon.
Shalom lecha, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Rav, we wanted to ask you, as a part of the preparation for the Congress that's upcoming on Sunday, the Unity Evening, what we wanted to say as a 10 is that we feel that there is a state of heaviness. It's very hard for the friends to disconnect from all their imaginary business and to register to the Congress and to come. So what we wanted to ask, Rav, is what exercise can you recommend for us to have with all the worldly that will help us to convince the Creator to release all the friends from their imaginary businesses and their heaviness so that they can register the Congress and come?
I don't know what to tell you. I would recommend the following. Let's say I'm holding a convention.
For
this convention, only those who get an approval can come. It doesn't depend on money, of course. It depends on a person's desire. Whoever will write to me personally, whoever will write to me a letter in whatever language,
that
he wants to participate in my convention, in connection to me.
As ani noten lo,
then I give him
lavo
the permission to come. Whoever doesn't receive from me a response doesn't need to come.
Well,
and whoever doesn't write, then of course not. So you need to write why you're asking to come to the convention.
בסדר.
Okay.
אם זה בסדר, רב.
אני לא יודע אם זה בסדר.
Is it okay, רב?
I don't know if it's okay, but we will check. I will check.
האם כדאי אחרי כל מה שאתם כותבים?
If after everything you write, if you deserve to be able to join the convention.
רק אפשר ברשותך לחדד.
Rav, if with your permission I can repeat it. If you, I understand you correctly, you're talking about the friends who want, and they have the ability and the desire to come. What our 10 was referring to is the friends that are in some heaviness, they don't think they're going to come. How can we help them? What exercise do you give us to engage in, so we can disconnect them from these heaviness and to do come?
I don't
know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
I
would divide every convention according to different tickets. Whoever can collect, say, 10, 20, then he comes closer to the final correction. I'm not kidding. It's just to show a person that is acquiring something.
I don't know.
I think that if you can come to the convention and you're not, that is being a traitor. Because if people are coming from all around in Israel, so how could I not come with them? This is the circle that I must be in. From abroad is already something else. That's something else already. That's it. I don't know if I said it successfully or not.
We'll talk about during the day with the tents, and we'll really try to awaken the friends so we can all come to the Congress with the Creator's help.
I don't understand the same people that don't want to connect. You don't need to come, maybe physically. But there's no choice that you are remaining in your place and not coming physically. But but still we need to talk about it.
No.
I recommend talk to the organizers. Who is that, Dudi?
We're organizing. There's a whole team that organizes.
There's a whole team. There's an address?
Yes.
Good. Everyone should know this address. Everyone should connect. And everyone should write down either yes or no. I would recommend to do the following. Three checkboxes in registration. In this form. I'm coming, I'm not coming. That's it. And maybe, if we should do that, I don't know.
Barur.
But it's clear.
Ken.
Yes. About the letter, I got a question about the letter. Why am I allowed to be in this Congress? Should every person write it, or should every 10 write it?
I think every person. I think every person needs to write it.
Let's make it practical. Each and every friend, man, woman, please send it to boardworldly@gmail.com. Let's have an exercise for today.
Okay.
Let's end with the two announcements. Together as one, a unity evening for the whole world for the Shavuot holiday. We're inviting you this Sunday, May 28th, 6 p.m. Here in our center in Petah Tikva. It will be broadcasted in the Arvut system, and Svivat Tovat will celebrate with the Yeshivat Chavrim, with the conversation with Rav, and we'll watch a video, a music, theater, and a lot of joy. Entrance from age 18 up, we've sent a link for the registration. Schedule for today, 10 o'clock. A recorded program at 12, our noon lesson. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity
humanity will shine.